Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ryan Burrow is our ABC News correspondent who covers all of the breaking news that we have almost every single day. He's in Dayton, Ohio this morning. Ryan, what is the latest on the investigation into what actually transpired there this weekend?
They still don't have a motive. Police continue to try to figure out what happened in the moments leading up to the shooting. Here's what we know at this point. We know that the gunman, Connor Betts, arrived here in the Oregon District, where I'm at right now, with his sister and a companion. At some point after arrival, they split up. We don't exactly know for how long they split up. They're still trying to devise a timeline. There are plenty of cameras here, so they may have a little clearer picture than they're at least leading us on to right now. But at some point during that time, they believe that Connor Betts went and got all of this equipment, the assault rifle, the rounds, the 250 rounds of ammunition, the bulletproof vest, the mask. And then he began this attack by starting in an alley and working his way out into the crowded area. Now, the first two people who were shot were the sister and companion. So that has them questioning, A, was he targeting the sister and this companion? Were they the ultimate targets, and then it just kind of spilled onto the streets with the active shooter situation after that? Was the sister and the companion trying to stop him from committing this heinous crime? Is it possible that they tried to interfere and were shot? Or the last option, potentially, is it possible that they just so happened to be the first two people he encountered when he opened fire? Did it just so happen that the entrance he was coming in is the entrance they were either at or were leaving or were coming into, and they were just the first victims? That's something they're trying to get through right now. In the meantime, a lot of former high school classmates are painting a pretty disturbing picture of this 24-year-old man, saying that he made threats constantly, was always talking about revenge. He made a lot of women feel uncomfortable. He inscribed hit lists that got him into trouble. So that's kind of painting a troubled past. Meanwhile, police say there was no real serious criminal history there. A couple traffic violations. That's really about it.
I mean, if there was ever a red flag, it sounds like he was waving them high in the air for people to at least question the guy.
Yeah, I mean, there have been others who have said that he made them feel uncomfortable. That being said, this is obviously his first real crime. The guns that he bought were legal in this state. And one thing we're going to hear about this morning is the governor of Ohio, Republican Governor Mike DeWine, is going to address some legislation that he's proposing that would incorporate some gun control measures as well as mental health, and trying to pair those two together. He doesn't want to see this obviously happen again in his state, and he was the one who was shouted down during the vigil that was taking place here on Sunday. Most people were taking this as a somber moment, but when he hit the stage, people really got riled up. So he's going to talk a little bit about some of the plans he is hoping to take moving forward.
What are they holding him responsible? Has he done something specifically that they're upset about?
The chant was "Do something." There were a lot of emotions there on Sunday night. There was, sorrow and anger and frustration, and the anger and frustration kind of boiled over when he started speaking. But that being said, I want to point out that the Democratic mayor here says that the governor has done everything he can. He's been compassionate, so she's at least supporting him and is interested to see what he has to say today, because this might be their one chance to try and get it right and do something that would prevent this from happening in the future. And so she's anxious to see what he has to say.
So I got to bring up the uncomfortable political question and these stories that I've been seeing in social media about this young man being very left-wing, very socialist, and announcing, is it true that he is a big Elizabeth Warren supporter? I don't indict her for bad actions by her followers, but what's the truth about all of that?
Yeah, police have not told us any information regarding that. As they piece together a motive, it might be something that they're aware of in the background. There are some local reports here, some newspaper reports who have talked to people who knew him in college or at least in his 20s, who say that, he was maybe a little bit political active, but really that's all we have to go off of at this point. And unfortunately, the best witnesses are dead right now, between he and his sister, and we're not getting any communication from their family, the Betts family, about 15 miles away in a suburb of Dayton. They're obviously in mourning, and they're going through a lot of stuff right now as well. So we'll see if they're talking to police about maybe what some of the motives were. I mean, it's possible as well that there was some confrontation with the sister then.
Yeah.
We just don't know at this point.
Ryan Burrow, our ABC News correspondent in Dayton, Ohio this morning. Appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
You got it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.